The farmers of this generation can no longer be perceived as one whose tools are just fork and hoe. We are living in a technological age, and as such, our farmers have to be technologically savvy if they are to communicate with their suppliers and customers across the world.
Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan. Three innovative teenagers from the Edwin Allen High School have created a technology-based mobile application that will assist farmers in managing their farms. The mobile app will also assist farmers to maximize production and output based on the size of the farm and the available resources. The innovation earned three young men first place at National 4-H Achievement Day 2015, which was held at the Denby Showground in Clarendon. The three upper sixth formers came up with the idea to create the mobile application based on their observation of farming practices in some communities in Clarendon. They discovered that the farmers had challenges with selecting the best chemicals for their produce and finding the right market for their crops.
In Clarendon, but it has occurred to us that some of the same situation can be made applicable to other parishes.
Young innovator Herod Howell. The creative trio is comprised of 19-year-old students Herod Howell, Ricardo Gaynor, and Odane Williams. They each played different roles in making the app a reality.
My role in creating the mobile application was to provide ideas and some theories and to test them. Ricardo Gaynor, he's the other member, his role was to write the programming language which was used to generate the entire application. And Odane Williams, she also assists in the programming and aids also in the designing of the application itself as well as marketing all the application.
The cell phone compatible application called Jagro is compatible with all devices operated by Android, BlackBerry, Apple, and Windows operating system platforms. It has several features, including market your produce, a crop calculator, and a Prader Larceny system.
Market your produce. What this does, it tries to find the right market for the produce at the highest cost possible, so the farmers will be able to benefit at almost 100%. And on that part of the application, there's also a link which sends the farmers to our website.
The website is jaagro19.weebly.com. There's a chat room on the website for farmers to converse with each other and make contact about their crops.
We also have something known as the crop calculator. What this does is it allows for the farmers to specify the type of crop and the land size on which they wish to plant in terms of acres.
The mobile app can also tell you how many seeds you will need to plant depending on the size of the land you intend to cultivate on. The young innovators are contemplating charging to use the app as it needs to be constantly monitored and updated.
What we plan to do is to allow for the application to be accessible freely by all farmers for a trial period, and then after a period of time, we will add a affordable cost.
They are also exploring the possibility of generating revenue through advertisements. For older persons and or farmers who are not as technologically savvy as the younger generation, fret not, you will also be able to maneuver the user-friendly mobile application.
What we plan to do is to target areas in communities that are accessible by most members, say for example the church, and we'll have training for those farmers who can help themselves. What we do, we'll allow for them to be able to interact with the software, and for those who can't, allow for them to disseminate the information to those who are unable to do as such. We'll also be having tutorials, we'll be having videos advertising.
Herod is encouraging young people to get involved in agriculture, which he says will benefit youth agriculturists and the country.
Being involved in agriculture would enable each individual to learn how to take farming to a whole nother level, not just cultivating crops or just preparing the land.
There are so many entrepreneurial and wealth-generating opportunities in the agricultural sector. We encourage you to give it a try.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.